Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good day from Hawaii. It's our first weekend in August. It's going to be a windy day. The winds are about 15 to 30 miles per hour. Expect some rain and some sun. And remember, Patriot Golf Day is Labor Day. And raising money for Folds of Honor Foundation is the goal of Patriot Golf Day. On the show today, Peter Allis, the voice of British golf. John Graham, golf coach and Aimpoint certified, will be joining us as well. And John Leland, exploring a game worth playing, among many other guests. We've got lots of guests, but first, the golf club, built by...
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Peter Allis, the voice of British golf, the author of 20 books, and we've been talking about how sport is really one of the cruelest of things to get involved in, one of the cruelest careers to pursue, because you're constantly under the microscope, you're constantly being examined, you're constantly being ridiculed, or the accolades come and the accolades go. It's a fascinating observation that you've made, Mr. Allis, and I thank you for bringing us. I mean, I don't think we've really talked about that before on this show.
Well, there you are. You see, I'm worth the price of the telephone call.
You definitely are worth the price of the telephone call. Okay, so when I looked at you wrote 20 books, I thought, my God, I feel so under-accomplished. I really have to start doing something. You've designed golf courses. You've been a professional golfer. You've been on the Ryder Cup. You're a commentator on multiple networks around the world. And you have a potato named after you, sir. How in the world did that happen?
I had no idea I had a potato named after me.
Really? It's on the official Peter Allis website.
No, I think there are so many of these. I've got somebody who twitters in my name, but I don't twitter anybody.
Okay.
And I think so. These people get out and they make it all up. I've never heard that I have a potato named after.
Okay, all right. How about the fact that you set a record when you were born at 14 pounds, 11 ounces?
14 pounds, 12, yes. It was a European record from 1931 until about 1958, something like that, yeah. But I see you've just had somebody in the States have a baby last week, 16 pounds something or other, so it's now just commonplace. Really.
It's common, it's normal, yes. Yeah, you do The Evening with Peter Allis, which I think is marvelous. I mean, we get to watch Peter, we get to watch David Faraday on television, and he's got this wry sense of humor. He's off, but, you know, he's out there in Pluto someplace sometimes, and then he comes back to Earth and reconnects with us. Which is always funny. You're known for having a very wry sense of humor as well. Do you enjoy Peter's humor?
Do I? David's humor? Yes, I do. He's very quirky. He's very quick-witted, and he has a wonderful turn of phrase, which I can't remember every one of them now. But I mean, I think he was the one who christened Colin Montgomery Mrs. Doubtfire, and. Eamon Darcy's golf swing was like an octopus falling out of a tree or something, you know. And these are wonderful phrases that are unique to him.
Yes, they certainly are. They are unique. Oh, we're also talking about the armchair golfer being probably, you know, so hypercritical of everything that goes on. When you watch Tiger Woods and you hear all the talk about Tiger being back and look at he's on Thursday, he's off on Friday, he's terrible on Saturday. You know, he'll be in the Ryder Cup the President's Cup. He'll be in Australia, assuming certain things. What do you make of all this?
Well, I really don't understand it. I have been privileged to see and watch Tiger Woods play since he was about 14, 15 years of age. And it's been a marvelous thing to be able to look at someone who, right from that age, going through up until a couple of years ago when the trouble started, rather like watching Federer play tennis, or these geniuses come along, individual geniuses don't come along very often. And then he had his problems, and then he changes his swing, and I really don't, perhaps I'm old-fashioned, or perhaps I don't know enough about it. For me, there's nothing for Tiger Woods to change. He has a setup and a grip and a swing. The only thing, and if I had been asked by him, listen, I've just lost it for a minute. If it's not all in his head, then all I would suggest he did is grip the club a little bit lighter and make his swing a little bit slower. I think when he goes wrong, he hits at the ball instead of through the ball, and he loses an effort to hit it so hard. He's got plenty of power. That's all, that, in my opinion, is the only thing he does wrong. He's got a wonderful short game of touch, imagination, but he hits at the ball too hard, and then he loses it. Why on earth he would want to change his swing and go to four or five different coaches, I have no idea. But it's like so many, not the coaches, but, you know, people say, why did he do this? Why did he do that? Why didn't people advise him? Why didn't they stop him doing this? Tiger Woods, for 10 or 15 years, has been the goose that has laid 10 million golden eggs. He's not only been a money tree, he's been a money orchard for many, many, many people. It's very difficult to tell somebody like that they're going wrong. It's like having a good job and a boss who's got bad breath. Who's the one that's going to go up and tell him, boss, you know, you've got halitosis. People say, when you see the adverts, use our toothpaste, you'll rid yourself of halitosis. You tell the boss that, you're fired. So everybody's been cushying around him for two or three years while he's been up to all sorts of tricks. But as far as his golf is concerned, I don't see, I'm listening to, today's golf hasn't come on our television in the UK yet. It doesn't start for another 45 minutes, the play today from the States.
Right.
But from Akron. But the fact remains, I hear the commentator, oh, he's done this, he's doing this, he's swinging narrower, his hands aren't getting behind him, he's not doing it. You know, all I know is his hands still stay on the end of his arms, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing mystical about it. It looks pretty well exactly the same to me as it did 5 years ago, except the rhythm is out of kilter. That's all.
I love it. You know, you have been deemed by Golf Digest, described as the greatest golf commentator ever.
Well, that's very modest, isn't it? Yeah. I can't have heard many of the others, I suppose. They've only got one channel to listen to, yeah.
And why is Rory McIlroy ready to come to the States and be on the, is the PGA Tour really the destination still?
Well, if that would appear so. I mean, he's a young man. He's ambitious. It all depends what your ambitions are. If you want to go and play, I don't think as a young man, if he pursues his craft in this country or in Europe, he will become, and is successful, he will become enormously wealthy, and he might win more majors. He may not. If he comes to the United States, he'll be playing in a lot of tournaments with $1 million prize money every week, unless your country goes in entirely broke, which it appears to be on. It appears to be on the edge of, like everywhere else in the world. I don't know. He's got to give it a go. You see, so many people have said over the last 15 years, you can't call yourself a star unless you've made it in the United States. Now, suddenly, over the last two or three years, the shift of golfing power has gone to other parts of the world. We've always had Australians and some South Africans and some people from Europe and Britain have occasionally, there's been a little star. If you go back 20 years, Seve Ballesteros, Faldo, Woosnam, Alazabal, Sandy Lyle, we've had a few of them. But
right.
Not en masse. Now, at this moment, we've got in Europe or non-Americans, there must be 25 or 30 who are absolutely brilliant. So you could argue, well, you don't have to go to America to be a star, be successful. On the other hand, people say, if you don't win a major, you haven't made it in the world. I can think of at least a dozen players who've won a major, but by no stretch of the imagination will you call them great players. And yet, that is the criteria that the media put on it now. Oh, Montgomery, oh, well, he's one thing missing. He didn't win a major. Yeah, he didn't win a major. So what the hell, you know.
Yes, right, exactly.
He came into this world of golf to make a living, to pay for his wife and kids and family. That's all you do. And if you're a bit more successful than that, well, good luck to you.
You've written 20 books now, and I have so little time. You need to come back on, because, I mean, Lord, you've been the British Greenkeepers Association president. You've been you were the first president of the European Women's Professional Golfers Association. You've done so many things, and I want to go to an evening with Alice. and it's far away. But
am I what you would call a Renaissance man, I wonder?
Yeah, Renaissance. Yes, you are. You are definitely a Renaissance man. The latest book that some of the proceeds, the profits from, are going to your charity, right?
Yes.
What made Peter Alice Wheelchair Charity and Help for Heroes? What spurred that on?
Well, I started the wheelchairs for young people in 1976, and we've it's for young kids that really don't live past the age of about 25 or 26. And we've, over the years, very modestly, very quietly, no great campaigns, we've gone over about £7 million in that time. And with the various wars now being fought around the world, and our governments talking about our servicemen and women coming home injured, and there's not a lot waiting for them on occasions here, and then you see somebody else who works for somebody sticks a finger in their eye and gets £400,000 compensation, and it seemed a little bit unfair. So a little bit I do, I sell my books, and I go around and do a few bits and pieces, and manage to put a little check every now and again. I send it to Help for Heroes, and I just feel I'm doing my bit, that's all.
That's wonderful. You are. What is the book about? Golf, The Cure for a Grumpy Old Man.
It's a potpourri of all sorts of things, a bit of tuition, a few stories, a bit of philosophy, a bit of... there's some stories in there that are almost true. they're almost true. So I think for it's a book that somebody who really, really does... This may be very arrogant on my part, but I think a non-golfer could read it and be amused by at least 20 or 30% of it. They may not understand the rest of it, but it would be something they could look through and think, well, that's interesting. And for golfers, I hope it would give encouragement to those that are a little bit rheumatic-y, backs a little bit stiff, and a little advice how to get this or that, or what sort of golf clubs you might use, or what are little tidbits of information and things like that, which it's a Christmas book, it's a birthday book, it's amusing, it's sold quite well.
Excellent. It's called Golf, The Cure for a Grumpy Old Man. So you've got grandchildren, Craig, Tara, Rebecca, Samuel, Esme, and sons, Gary, Simon, and Henry, and daughters, Carol and Sarah. Anybody went into golf?
Yeah, well, my son Henry is the golf director at the golf just down the road from where I live. Old Thorns, it's called, near Liphook in Hampshire. My son Simon works for the PGA European Tour at their offices at Wentworth. My oldest boy, Gary, he was the professional at the Belfry for a few years, and now he's still at a club very close, about 6, 8, 10 miles from the Belfry.
Wow.
And none of the girls have gone into golf at all, but my grandson, Craig, he got a good degree in geology at Cardiff University, and he's 25 this year, and he left university about 3 or 4 years ago with a good degree, but then he suddenly decided he wanted to be a golf professional. Well, he spent time with his father in his early days, and he could do all sorts of things a golf professional could do without having that magical piece of paper to say that he could do it. So he went through all the exams, and he passed with flying colours, and now he's the head professional at a course near Cardiff, which was near Swansea, I should say, which is one of the few courses that Jack Nicklaus has done in the UK with his, in combination with his son. And it's a very spectacular course, right on the edge of the water. And he's making his way in the world of professional golf. In fact, he's getting married this very day.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah.
Oh, marvelous! And you're going to have more grandchildren.
Well, if we have a cold winter, yes.
Oh, the evening with Alice begins September. It runs all the way through October, November, December, sir. I need to take a break. There's so much that I would like to discuss with you. At some point, I hope you'll be back on the show with me. You're wonderful.
I will hold on for you.
Thank you so much. You have a good day, and we've got John Graham coming up next.
Well, give them all my best wishes. I'm going to sign off, and I'm waiting for the golf to start now from Akron so I can... What do you say? Did I hear you say Tiger's take 72 shots?
Yes, well, Tiger's way down. He's holding up the leaderboard, too. Scott and Ryo Ishikawa are doing marvelous things. So is Jason Day and Keegan Bradley. And the list of youngsters is amazing. Of course, Rory McIlroy is doing quite nicely, too. But, I think Tiger took 33 putts today.
That's not too bad. You can still do a 68 with 33 putts if you hit the fairway and hit the greens, you know.
But he's not doing that either.
No, he's not doing that.
No.
Still, I think he's okay. I think he's okay.
I think he's okay, too. He's practicing for the next one.
It's nice to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Back with John Graham right after this. Lovely speaking with Peter Alice. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And the missing minutes from this program at the top of the show will be available online at radiogolfclub.com as well as at Stitcher Radio. We're talking now with John Graham, He's director of instruction at Webster Golf Club, the head golf coach at Monroe Community College, a PGA member since 2001, Aimpoint certified instructor, and three-time NJCAA Division III National Champions and Coach of the Year. John Graham, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me back on again.
Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being patient. We missed a whole 15 minutes of airtime, so we're running a bit behind.
This worked out just fine.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. We were talking with Peter Ellis, and you were listening, about, you know, holding the club and his tempo being off. And that would be for, I imagine, his full swing. So you being the Aimpoint certified instructor that you are, and so privy in the, I have to come back to America. I've been in England too long. You know putting.
I certainly know targeting, that's for sure.
Okay. But you're a golf professional, and you know the greens, you know the putting stroke. We don't call it a swing, it's a stroke.
Sure.
Now, what are you seeing in Tiger Woods' stroke that's making him miss what looked like really easy putts for a Tiger Woods?
Well, according to what I've heard him say, and I believe this was early in the spring, that as he's made this new swing change, he believed that this swing change and his putting stroke should be more similar to each other. So in an attempt to make his putting stroke match more of his full swing change, he's adjusted his putting stroke slightly from what would arguably be the most successful putting stroke in the history of the game for the last however many years he's been winning. And then all of a sudden, he's not making nearly as many of the putts that he was making not too long ago. So it seems like the stroke has gotten slightly more end-to-end, slightly more arced, a little less straight back and straight through as it was. And it's always been a little bit of an arc, but it seems to be much more so than it was in the past.
All right. And he changed putters. Does that really make a difference?
At the very least, it would certainly make a difference in alignment and sight and potentially confidence. I mean, you would think that someone would only change a putter if they thought it was going to help them. Now, whether it does or not is a whole other story, but it certainly can change the way that you line up to the ball and what, you know, where the putter face is actually aimed relative to where you think it's aimed.
I can hear everybody screaming, of course it does, Danielle, because the putter is in how you feel about the stick you're holding in your hands. It's probably the most important part. That's why there's so many of them.
Exactly right. I mean, a big part of it is, can you aim it where you think you're aiming it? Can you hit it the distance that you want to hit it? Because certain weights and certain other features of the putter will affect those, both of those things. And then do you believe that what you're going to do is what's going to happen?
When I'm watching, I see an amazing lack of confidence.
Exactly.
And I think it's an amazing lack of confidence for someone who had so much confidence. And I see him hesitate. Now, I'm being the worst of all possible things. I'm being that the armchair golf critique. Can I go out and do what he does? No, of course not. I can't do what those 400 guys on the tour, the top 400, 500 in the world. I can't do anything that these people do. But I can see on television there's a hesitation, there seems. You know, otherwise, why would he miss a two-footer? That's where the hesitation, and I don't know, what does one do for that kind of a problem? Can you help us with that?
Well, I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's interesting as observers that we can visibly see confidence or lack of confidence or decision-making versus unsure decision-making. It's a visible body language thing that we can see just from watching. Whether or not he's actually doing that or not is certainly something that we can see different than what he used to do. More often than not, it's just an honest and true belief in what you're doing. If you know what you're doing is right for you and can produce what you want, over time, then that produces honest and true belief. And until you get to that point, there's going to be a certain amount of time where you're trying to create what normally just happens. And once that is kind of stuck in there, then it takes a little while to get that back out. You know,
yeah.
It's like learning anything. That there's a certain amount of time when there's a lot of conscious thought to do it, you know, like writing your name. And then all of a sudden there's a certain point of time where you know that if you just do it, the letters will come out. And it seems like Tiger's gone from that place with his old stroke to this new place that has slightly more conscious thought. He's got to work back into, okay, now that this motion is right and I can make it do it, and then just let it happen.
Yeah, that's so easy, isn't it? You know, it's like, okay, if we could just make it happen. If I could just stop thinking. The more you say, if I need to stop thinking, I just need to do it, the more you start thinking. It's the thing, don't think about chocolate cake. And what are you going to think about? You're going to think about chocolate cake.
Right. It's like trying to create loose. You know, the words don't go together. You're either loose or you're
not. Yeah, right. Exactly. So now I mentioned all the things that you do. The director of instruction, a PGA member, of course, Aimpoint certified. Where's your love? Where's your passion in all these things that you do? When I go
My passion is certainly in the green reading piece. I'm pretty much a big fan of the science and math and the puzzles of life. And the solving the answer of if my ball is here, where do I aim it? It's one of the biggest puzzles that's been around for as long as golf's been played, and finding solutions to that answer, that's my real passion.
How does Aimpoint help us read the green?
Well, if you think about it in a holistic picture, as soon as the ball lands on the green and comes to a rest, the break is pretty much predetermined. You know, gravity is going to affect it in some way as it rolls from where it's located to the hole. It's going to do something. We just need to figure out where the ball's located on the surface and what part of the surface it's going to cross over. You know, if you break it down into smallest pieces, reading the green is simply how long will the ball roll, so there's a time component, how much slope am I dealing with, and then at what direction am I putting across the slope or multiple slopes? So I'm constantly trying to figure out the answers to those pieces, what direction of the slope, how much slope, how long will the ball roll, and I put them all into a computer, if you will, or a chart, and I look up the answer when I think I've got the right numbers.
Okay. But do you do that? You don't do that for every putt, do you?
You can if you like. Sure, why not? If I knew that I could put in three inputs and get the exact correct answer, as long as I put the correct inputs in, I get the answer, why wouldn't I do it?
Okay.
For some people, they think they can do it pretty well visually, and that's perfectly fine. Others have a little bit more difficult time doing that, so they need the extra help.
And where would I put this information into? Tell me where I'm putting it into.
Excellent. There's a chart that we use that has certain pieces on it that we need to know. We need to know, you know, what angle we're putting from, how far away we are, and how much slope we think we're dealing with. And basically, if you picture like a dartboard,
uh-huh,
where the hole's in the center, and let's say the ball gets thrown onto the green and it lands somewhere near the hole, if you picture a dartboard around the hole, based on where the ball is located, there's a certain amount of break relative to that position. So once I locate where the ball has landed on the dartboard, now I know what it will do by looking at it on a chart.
I always thought of Aimpoint as taking away a lot of the guesswork and simplifying the stroke into a straight line. It's from here to there. Go from where your ball is to the hole. And it doesn't sound quite as simple as that when I'm talking with you.
Well, the Aimpoint that I deal with is just where should I aim? If my ball is here, I should aim 6 inches off the edge of the hole, whatever that number is.
Okay.
I'm just figuring out what that answer is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And we can do it with, how do I get a chart? Give me some feedback here.
As far as the science goes, it sounds much more complicated than it is. In order to learn how to make it much more simple and work with the chart, you're going to have to go see an Aimpoint instructor. I know there's at least a couple in Hawaii. There's Jerry King, and there's one other, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but you'd go to a clinic. We would teach you kind of how to locate the ball and then how to use the chart. Very
okay.
Simple. In fact, people who are very good at Aimpoint can accurately read a putt from 100 yards away. Because it's no longer a wait to the green to look at the ground and stand behind the ball. It's a much more predictable event than that. Based on where the hole is and where the ball is located, I can very accurately predict what it will do from as soon as I can see the green surface and the ball on it from, like I said, hundreds of yards away.
Well, it's interesting to note that Stacey Lewis is one of the top Americans in the Irish Ladies Open, and I believe she's an aim point player.
Absolutely.
But even more is Suzanne Paterson, who shot a 63 today.
Exactly, yeah.
And she follows aim point. So can you give us a little bit more in how about on the PGA Tour?
On the PGA Tour, some of the pros that are using it would be Padraig Harrington, Justin Rose, Bo Van Pelt, who's probably had the most successful year of all the aim pointers on the men's tour. Scott McCarron was one of our early pros who does it. And there's probably four or five others that use it real regularly. However, on the men's tour, we haven't had a big win like we have on the women's tours. As soon as Stacey won the craft, you know, everything changed and everybody started to get interested because she came out and said, the reason that I'm scoring better is because Aimpoint has helped me read the greens better. And you can't get any better referral than a tour player saying this is the one thing that helped her win a major.
Right. I'm trying to find the other instructor because, you know, we're separated by islands. So to fly to Jerry King is like, oh, I don't know, $300 just to get there and back. Let me go fly to Maui. So we'll have to get some more names. So, people, it's been a pleasure talking to you, John Graham, and we'll be back right after this with Leland, John Leland. I have two Johns back to back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Aimpoint by Aimpoint Technologies. There is a version for your iPhone. Oh, my. This is very nice. And for your iPad. And you can view it in iTunes before you decide to buy it. But there's an iPhone screenshot here that I can see online, which is very, very cool. And we can see where all the inputs. The only problem, of course, that I don't quite understand is the grade. How do I know what the grade is? You know, that's where I get confused. That's why we need to go see Jerry King. Spend the $300. Go to Maui. Okay. Or maybe it's just a drive for you. That's a great idea. Joining us now, John Leland. A game worth playing. Really? John.
Really?
Our keynote speaker. And winning with ease, the secret to success without the stress. That just sounds way too easy, John. I don't believe a word of it, okay?
Well, I can pick right up there, Danielle. Good morning, and thanks for having me on. I think that putting can be a whole lot easier, and I know that the technology and the science behind Aimpoint is very appealing to the literal mind. But, you know, I like to just feel the putt and imagine that, you know, I was just rolling it. I think that one of the biggest problems that golfers have in general is overthinking and having their minds get in the way. And it can just be a whole lot more fun and easy if you roll the putt and you see, okay, it's going uphill, it's going to break a little right to left, I need to hit it this hard, let it go. And when we start overanalyzing, we end up with the famous paralysis by analysis, and the game stops being fun.
Yeah,
that's really my kind of bottom line, is it needs to be fun.
I do believe, though, that if you are Stacey Lewis or Suzanne Paterson or any number of the professionals who are using whatever it is that they're using to help them, they've practiced so much. They've put so much time and effort into it. They know a lot more than us guys, us average golfers or below average golfers. And I'm talking about myself. Then you go to a different, and I don't like this phrase because it's overused, you go to another level, and you have then something like, I think, Aimpoint really becomes helpful, because you've worked it, you know, now I got something, okay, this can help me. And anytime I've interviewed anyone on this show, they've said the same topic in a different way, and someone has heard the answer, and that has triggered learning in different people in different ways. So we may talk about the mental game of golf, we may talk about putting, we may talk about the driver, and we have folks coming on to talk about the driver from Cobra and from Wilson and Titleist soon, next couple weeks. So you talk about all these things, and somebody will go, God, you know, I'm not connecting, it's not making any sense, and someone else will talk about the same thing and make complete sense to that same person, even though it's the same subject.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. I mean, different people learn in different ways, and, you know, I'm with you. I'm not anywhere near the top 500 golfers in the world, and, you know, so, you know, certainly us amateurs learn differently than the professionals and the people who play golf for a living. But, you know, even within that, I think that, you know, you were talking about Tiger Woods earlier and his apparent loss of confidence, which clearly relates to the turmoil in his life as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, he was always, I think, as Peter Arliss said earlier, you know, really pounding the ball all the time. And it just to slow down a little bit, to be a little more comfortable within himself. When he had that kind of Superman confidence, you know, he appeared to do no wrong, and people were counting on him to win at least one or two majors every year, at least. And, you know, once that mental sheen of confidence is shattered, we all know how hard it can be to get back, even just, you know, if we hit a bad shot or have a blow-up hole. So, you know, to have your life, I mean, I think we've seen almost every golfer that's gone through a divorce suffer for a year or two after that. But to go through the kind of falling off the pedestal, you know, virtually humiliation that he's gone through, it's a real recovery process. It really takes time to become grounded again. But anyway, you know, in the putting thing, I mean, I think that the biggest issue that I have with golf, you know, in general, is that there's this whole thing that there's something wrong with you. What's wrong with my swing? As opposed to, I actually know how to hit the ball. I've become convinced that there's natural ability within me and within everybody to just hit the ball. And when I overthink it or I become too analytical on Emma, this thing, that thing, that's when I get into trouble. You know, every one of us have had that experience where we hit a bad shot. Say you're on a water hole and you hit the ball into the water, and so you put one, throw another one down, and you just hit it. Boom, it's right on the green. You know, so we knew how to do that the first time. And probably we were so in our heads that it interfered with our natural ability to just have fun, just hit the ball, and enjoy the game. And my assertion is that if you do relax and play with that kind of ease and have more fun, the score takes care of itself. When you focus on the score and become obsessed with performance, you know, that hurts you. It doesn't help you.
Oh, yes, and that happens in every facet of your life. Every
That's
facet.
Right. You're making my point now. You're preaching to the choir, so to speak. Because I'm not, I love golf for the fun of it, but I also love it as a learning experience, because, as you just said, it doesn't just teach me about how to play the game better. It teaches me how to play the game of life better. You know, and that's why I call my keynote A Game Worth Playing. It's not just about golf. It's about, you know, living your life better, running your business in a way that also is fun and more relaxed and has more ease built into it. I imagine this is a message that makes even more sense in Hawaii than it does here.
Why do you say so?
Well, you know, I've, you know, as someone who lives on the mainland and has spent a fair amount of time in Hawaii, I have a lot of friends, you know, that have spent there too, and every one of them says, I play golf better when I'm in Hawaii. And I think that the atmosphere is just kind of more relaxing. At least, you know, that's been, you know, when you come from the mainland and go on vacation and play a lot of golf, maybe that's the difference than if you live there. I don't, you know, I haven't lived there full time, so I don't know.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know, we're lucky to get away to the golf course when we're working two or three jobs just to live here. Is that so? It's, when you go on vacation, you get to go play golf. It's a wonderful moment. We need to find out after we take this break.
Okay.
You're a keynote speaker. Your name is John Leland. But
right.
Who is John Leland, and where did you come from, and what have you done? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club. Maybe we won't be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And I just want to let you know that on Kauai, Poipu is only $55 until September 30th. Just bring your Hawaii driver's license. Kauai residents, it's a special rate for you until September 30th, $55. Yeah, that's a steal. It's absolutely gorgeous. You'll love
it. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, Aina special. So, John Leland, you need to tell us, you know, you write these, you write a keynote speaker about golf, winning with ease, inspirational. Where did you come from? Where did you get your background? Who are you to tell us that, you know, it's going to be easy to win?
Well, there are a couple of threads that have kind of run through my life. One is as a communication expert, and I've been something of a communications innovator going all the way back to the 70s. And then the other one is, you know, spiritual seeking and spiritual learning. I've spent years in Indian ashrams and studying with Buddhist masters and actually hanging out with some of the top inner game, quote-unquote, gurus of the golf game, people like Fred Shoemaker and Dr. Joseph Parent. So it's my own journey and my own learning. I'm not really different from anybody else other than I've maybe spent a little more time looking inward and, you know, reflecting on my own mind. And I think that learning is something, I know that sharing that is something that I just love to do. It's a dream and a vision for me. Once I got hooked on this game of golf, and recognize that there was this incredible kind of learning laboratory on beautiful courses like you were just describing. You know, I said, okay, this is the job for me. I can travel, I can speak, I can play golf, and I can help share some of these insights that have just been, you know, life-changing for me. And, you know, if I can reach a few more people and make a difference with that, I really can't imagine anything more fun and more illuminating. I guess the other part of it is that, you know, a lot of the speaking that I do is also about social media. My communications background, I'm a internet marketing and social media and video expert. And so I'm also doing a lot of speaking about that. I'm doing a second tour of New Zealand this year, just coming up in the second half of this month. So I just enjoy communicating, and I enjoy spirituality and golf. And there's something about that enthusiasm and a little bit of what I've learned that seems to resonate with people. People like it, so
yes,
I like doing it.
Let me just say that in the 80s, John was a cable TV pioneer. He founded the on-air promotion department of the USA Network. In the 90s, he wrote and produced original video programs, two interactive TV Future Vision videos for Pacific Bell, interactive TV prototype application for Oracle Corporation, which was displayed at Disney World's Epcot Center. He also produced, wrote, and hosted the Digital Video, which received sponsorship support from 8 companies, including Adobe, Avid, Media 100, and Videography Magazine. So, an accomplished gentleman, and you're about to go on a speaking engagement to New Zealand.
Yep. New Zealand's beautiful.
Where are you going in New Zealand? My father wanted to retire there, an Englishman who came to America and decided the best place to go to retire would be New Zealand. What cities will you be in?
Well, the first keynote is in Auckland, which is really the biggest city.
Yes.
And there's a MediaSense conference on Thursday, I believe it's August 25th. Then we're going down to the wine country in Hawke's Bay and doing a half-day workshop down there. Over to Wellington, which is the capital city on the southern part of the North Island, and there's a half-day workshop there. I'm being flown over to Queenstown. You believe all this? I'm kind of in shock myself, to tell you the truth. Queenstown is kind of like Aspen. It's in the mountains on the south end, and that's actually an academic group of entrepreneurs in training that I'm doing my half-day workshop for. And then back up to Auckland and some more consulting. I do these in-house workshops.
How do we get in touch with you?
Half consulting session and half workshop. Sorry.
How do we get in touch with you if we want to do that? I mean, can I go to any of these meetings that you've described in New Zealand?
The in-houses, of course, are private, but the MediaSense conference, and actually there's a morning session by Lowndes Associate called Business Intelligence that morning as well on the 25th. Those are both public programs in Auckland. The Hawke's Bay and the Wellington on the following Tuesday are public events.
Excellent.
So, yes. And my websites are combridges.com, combridges.com. And if you do /speaker, those are the speaker pages. And I got to plug my golf blog, Danielle.
Oh, well,
which
please.
Which is called joyofgolfing.com.
Joyofgolfing.com. So how do you find time to do all these things?
Well, that's the biggest challenge, I'm the first to admit. But, you know, you do everything kind of, you know, sip by sip, one step at a time, and, you know, don't try and bite off too much. But I stay busy, but, you know, it's one of the things that's interesting. One of the things I will say about myself in terms of time is I make time to play golf. I find it, you know, it nurtures the soul. And you talk about people over in Hawaii even with 3 jobs and barely have time to get out on the golf course. I think it's something that, for me at least, I have to make it a priority, because if I don't, you know, it might sound strange to say, but I feel like my soul suffers, and there's an aspect of myself that needs to get out and play, and I think that's underappreciated, that, you know, we play the game of life if we're lucky, and we play the game of golf to have fun, and so don't take it so seriously. Go out there and hit the ball and have fun and play, and don't be surprised if you actually end up scoring better if you focus on that.
And having a good time.
Exactly. That's its own reward.
So good to talk to you, John Leland. We'll do it again.
It's a pleasure, Danielle. I'd love to. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to shift gears. We've gone from learning from coaching Aimpoint. By the way, I found the other Aimpoint instructor. His name is Matt Pakala. That's why John Graham couldn't remember his name. Pakala Golf, his number is 223-6750. This is on Oahu. 223-6750. So it'll only cost you $50 in gas to make the trip. We're going to switch gears now and go to the physical side. Now, you know Karen Jensen, Karen Palacios Jensen, she is a marvelous person. She's wonderful. She makes a claim here, though, that I'm having a trouble putting my, you know, my mind around. And it's the name of her book, but it makes so much sense. But at the same time, she's got to explain it to me. Welcome to the show, Karen. It's good to have you back on.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you. The name of it is Golf Fitness Better Without Longer. You're telling me that I can get fit without spending more time in the gym or in on the floor or wherever it is that I work out?
Well, actually the name of the book is Golf Fitness Play Better, comma, Play Without Pain, Play Longer.
Oh.
Enjoy the game more.
So in other words, I shortened it.
But that's okay. I like that too. You might not have to go in as much.
No, this is great. You have 10 reasons why that it's important to get into a golf fitness program. You know, first of all, it helps you hit longer. That makes sense. But tell us, you know, why can't I just go and work out and go play golf? Why does it have to be a golf fitness program?
Well, you know, for us, I've been the managing editor for Golf Fitness Magazine for the past 4 years, and for us, golf fitness is more about just the physical aspect of getting stronger. You know, people think of the word fitness, and a lot of people groan, and they're like, oh, that means I have to go to the gym. Well, for us, golf fitness is a matter of doing a few things, a few minutes every day to help you elongate your muscles so that you can make a better turn. When you make a better turn, you hit the ball longer, so you enjoy the game more. When you elongate your muscles from stretching and strengthening, then you prevent injuries. So obviously, you can enjoy the game more without, you know, worrying you're going to go out there and hurt your back. And you can play for a longer period of time. You know, everybody is aging, and so the only way to stop the aging process is to do something about it, and that's a matter of stretching, strengthening, and doing a few things a little bit every day. So that's what golf fitness is to us.
Can I ask you a question? And I'm curious. Just, I come from a generation that, you know, aging, that's something other people do, but certainly not my generation. I'm never going to get old. Yeah. You know, did we ever think we'd have a back problem? No. Of course not. You know, that knees hurt? Never. And we didn't do anything about it. Most of us didn't do anything about it. I'm not going to say all. There were those Gary players out there working hard. He wrote the foreword to your book, didn't he?
Absolutely. You know, if there's a godfather to golf fitness, it would be Gary Player. And to this day, I believe he's 75 or 76 years old. And if you haven't seen him in person, the guy is in phenomenal shape, and he still works out. And, you know, he's doing all the things that he's doing because he's taking care of himself. I remember my grandfather, my dad's Mexican, and our family lived for a long time, and my grandfather was in his 90s, and he goes, if I knew I was going to live so long, I would have taken better care of myself. So, you know, we don't know what's in the future, but if you take care of yourself now, do the things that you should be doing now, you're going to be able to do things like play golf and enjoy your life in your later years.
He also recognized that the program that he was following, 1,000 sit-ups a day, wasn't necessary. He was kind of curled forward a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, back in his day, they didn't really know too much about fitness, and he just knew what he knew, and he was doing the old-fashioned sit-ups where, you know, you sit on the ground and you curl up. And yes, you're going to get some exercise that way, but also you're going to build some muscle imbalances. Golf fitness is all about making sure that your body is balanced because, you know, as you know, Danielle, when you swing, you're swinging in one direction all the time. And over a period of time, you start to get tight in some areas and other areas are overstretched. And unfortunately, this day and age, the way we live our lives, sitting in a desk, at a desk or in front of a computer driving, you know, our hips get very tight. Our buttocks don't get worked out. Our abdomens don't get worked out. So those are weak muscles, and then our hips are tight, so we develop these imbalances. And so what you have to do is when you embark on a golf fitness program, you first have to figure out what your muscle imbalances are. For example, if you do a lot of sit-ups like Gary Player used to do, you're going to get very rounded shoulders and very tight chest. So what you have to do is you have to strengthen your back muscles and loosen up your chest to get better posture. When you get better posture, automatically you're going to be able to turn better without even doing anything else. So it's about, just creating some balance. And, you, like I said, you can do that in a few minutes every day. You don't need to embark on, like, a two-hour fitness thing every day. It's about doing, a few yoga moves. It's about doing a few strengthening moves. It's about doing a warm-up even just before you go play.
In Chapter 3, you say assessing your golf ability.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about right now?
Absolutely. That's the first thing. If anyone is interested in doing a golf fitness program, I recommend that they find themselves a golf fitness professional. And nowadays, there's quite a few. I'm on the Nike staff, but there's also, everyone has probably heard of the Titleist Performance Institute, TPI,
yeah.
And they've certified a ton of fitness professional golf professionals. And what they've done is they've put together a program, and you can go and get assessed. And what they do is they put you through a battery of exercises to test your muscles, to find out what your strengths and weaknesses are, and then they build a fitness program according to how you tested. Because the thing about it, like, say, for example, you're like, I want to get more flexible. Well, obviously, because a lot of us are imbalanced, if you just do a general fitness stretching program, you're going to stretch out the muscles that are already stretched out. And the muscles that are tighter, you might stretch them out a little bit more, but they're never going to catch up to the ones that are overstretched. So what you have to do is you have to focus more on the tighter muscles so that they can catch up with the ones that are already stretched out to balance you out. Then when you're done stretching and getting your muscles balanced, then you can go ahead and start to do some stability exercises. And now stability is one of those things that gets thrown around in golf fitness a lot. And some people don't understand what that is, but basically stability is your ability to hold a certain position for a certain amount of time, and that's really important in golf because obviously you need to set up to the ball and hold still before you swing. You need to get the top of your swing and turn and hold your turn before you start your downswing, right? And when you're putting, you need to keep your body still. So then you work on stability exercises, and then when you're stable, then you can go ahead and get stronger and work on power. If you like want to get power first and you're all tight and not stable, it's just not going to work.
Gosh, it's almost overwhelming. And for those people who are like, oh, God, golf, just getting out to play golf, and do I have enough time to do the fitness, you're not talking about like hours here, right?
No, I mean, that's one of the things that I've done with my, I have a cardio golf program. And what I've done is combined golf and fitness together. So everyone knows they need to do fitness, right? I mean, if
yes.
You haven't heard that in this day and age, then, I just don't have time for you. Everybody knows that fitness is good for you, right? So you should be doing at least 30,
something.
40
yes.
minutes of exercise every day, right? So my thing with cardio golf is since you need to do some fitness anyway, move your body, why not practice your swing at the same time? So my cardio golf program combines some golf-specific exercises, stretches, strengthening exercises with golf drills. So it's a class that I teach as well as a DVD. So when you come to my class, we do a nice warm-up to get the body warmed up. Then we go through a battery of drills to help you with your setup and posture. And it doesn't matter what level player you are, you can always work on your setup and posture. Then I have these little short clubs that I use, and the reason they're short, Danielle, is so that you can swing inside and you don't hit the ceilings or the walls.
Good.
And so we swing the clubs inside and we go through the positions and we just practice doing some drills. And then, I show people some exercises for strength and for some speed. So you're killing two birds with one stone. You're getting some exercise as well as working on your golf game. And that's what I think golf fitness should be about. If you're going to spend that much time on the golf course, why not get something out of it for your body?
Absolutely. Your DVD and your book, are they both available at misspar.com?
Well, actually, that's another website, but they're actually available at kpjgolf.com.
Excellent.
KPJ Golf.
Yeah. KPJ.
As my initials, Karen Palacios Jansen, KPJ Golf, .com.
And that's also your Twitter.
It is.
In case somebody wants to follow you on Twitter, at KPJ Golf.
Right, okay. Yes, a random golf fitness thoughts.
Excellent. That's good. We need to take a break and sure. come back and catch up with the Prince Course. They're doing some beautiful work at the Prince Course on Kauai. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. The name of your book again?
It's called Golf Fitness. It's available at Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, kpjgolf.com.
Excellent. And the video is the core workout, the DVD, rather.
Right.
The
Cardio Golf is the name of my golf fitness program. And that's also, if you just Google Cardio Golf, you'll find tons of info.
Yeah, I love the cross-crawl workout. I've got to get it just to learn what that is. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom-and-pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Very nice website that she has, kpjgolf.com, and you can get Cardio Golf there to energize your game. How about we make your game more fun because you've got a dozen free golf balls, and they're being provided to you by Alakai Mechanical, celebrating their 37th birthday. Nike Precision Power Distance Long Golf Balls. Yes, they're brand new. Somebody actually asked me last week, are these new balls? They're packaged. I didn't go fishing for them, okay? I thought that was just such a great comment. Are they used? No, promise. It's a brand new box, okay? All you got to be is the 18th caller. You can't have won in the last 6 months because we like share. The number is 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. Good dialing and good luck to you. And now, let's go to Kauai. Everybody knows this, okay? Because I played the Prince Course when I thought I was walking in God's Park. Way back when there was just a chain across a dirt road to get in. There were no structures anywhere. And it truly was a magnificent experience. And right now, Robert Trent Jones, two golf course architects, are working to bring the course back, and it's so important. Bruce Carlton, welcome to the show, president of Robert Trent Jones, too. It's good to have you on. Are you there, sir? He's there, but we're not getting a connection. Hello, sir? Oh, well, that seems like such a shame. There couldn't be anything more going wrong today. We started the show, Peter Alice is on, and I'm having a marvelous conversation with him. I had no idea that I wasn't on the air, but we had a great time, and fortunately that's been recorded, and we'll be able to put that all together and post it for you online at radiogolfclub.com. I will also post it on Facebook and on Twitter. You can follow me at The Golf Club. The Golf Club. That's on Twitter. And Facebook, I'm Danielle Tucker. Pretty simple to find me. And we're giving away right now a dozen wonderful Nike Power Distance golf balls to the 18th caller. Let's check. Do you mind if we check the leaderboard? You know, Adam Scott is in the lead. Tied for second now is Ryo Ishikawa and Jason Day. Keegan Bradley and Martin Laird are tied for fourth. Luke Donald and Frederick Jacobson and Ricky Fowler are tied for sixth. Now, I thought the absolutely perfect final day pairing would be, you know, to have Tiger Woods and Adam Scott because of the caddy situation. That I just thought that would be funny, you know, to have the two of them together, the three of them, so to speak. And that doesn't look like it's going to happen, and that's okay. I think Tiger should be okay with what's going on in his life. He's back. He's in great form. Physically, he's obviously not in any pain. Doesn't look like his leg is hurting him any. And we're just glad to see him back. He moves the needle. What does somebody say? He is the needle? Wasn't that? I think that was Jason Sobel who said that. We're talking right now. I think he's with us now. Bruce? No, he's not there. Bruce is gone? Okay, well let's try again. Can we give him a call on his cell phone? See if we can make the connection. You know, it is Kauai. And Kauai, you know, I told him when we were talking, he's very excited about what's going on over on Kauai. One of the things about a golf course, and when the Western superintendents were here telling...
Danielle, can you...
Oh, there you... Yes.
Hey, sorry about that. I was calling from the hard line here at the hotel. I guess it didn't go through. So I've been listening to you. I could hear you.
Yeah.
I heard about all the cardio stuff, and I'm thinking, well, it sounds like that crawl therapy is crawling out of the bunkers, you know?
Oh, you know what? I love what she's got there. The crawl. I've got to get the DVD to find out what those exercises are, you know? But I wanted to be a tease and make people buy the book. you can't give everybody everything away on this show, right?
Yeah, exactly. I apologize for that screw up. I was on the hard line, so I tried you on my cell phone. Now it's working. So
you know, isn't that? Yeah, and I tell everybody use a hard line because it sounds better. But your cell phone is working. And I just want to say thank you to Jim Quinn from Mililani. He is our 18th caller and won the dozen Nike Power Distance golf balls. And I should call them the Alakai Mechanical golf ball. They are logoed balls, and they're having their 37th birthday, and for their anniversary celebration, they're giving away these golf balls on the show. I think it's just wonderful, and I thank them so much. Now, Bruce, I was just talking about how when I went to a session with one of the superintendents from the mainland, I think he was actually in charge of the Western region, so he wasn't just one of the superintendents. He was talking about how difficult it is to keep the view planes open on a golf course when you're in a very natural setting. You know, those bushes, they tend to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Pretty soon you don't know where the golf course was, right? Isn't that part of the
exactly.
problem?
Yep.
Tell us what
that's
you're
a
doing.
Big part of the problem. Well, I'll tell you what we're doing at the Prince course. You know, I mean, the Prince course has long been, I think a real treasure for Hawaii golf. You know, Hawaii is blessed with so many great golf courses, and we've been so proud of the Prince for the years, you know, been able to do some neat things here on the Garden Island, you know, with Kiahuna and Poipu Bay, and obviously the recent work at Makai. And what we've been able to do at Prince is just kind of uncover the original gem, and we've brought back a lot of the vegetation that had overgrown throughout the years and opened up the airspace so the golfer can maneuver the ball with the wind, you know, because you do get some good trades here, and you get a few little rain squalls now and then, and so you want to be able to give the player more room to maneuver the ball for the original course design, and it really had gotten quite claustrophobic over the years. So there's a ton of edge clearing, I call it. You know, there's huge ravines and great valleys at the Prince course that, you know, had been lost. The golfer was no longer aware that they were there because it was such a such a jungle. Yeah. Wow. But it was just over time, you know. This is a tropical rainforest, you know. That's the neat thing about the Prince Course is that, you know, it's probably very, very unique in that it's truly what I call a rainforest golf course in kind of a rainforest stream and ravine environment. But that most rainforest golf courses are nowhere close to the sea, nowhere close to the ocean. And the Prince Course, you know, touches the ocean out on 6 and 7. And so it's very unique in the golf environment around the world to have that rainforest and sea relationship so close to each other.
You know, there's the one ravine that I cannot go across. I go around. Which hole is that?
I would be willing to bet it's probably hole number 2, par 5, and you get a good drive, and it's a long, long carry. So we actually got a drop zone planned on the other side, and we're working on some of those long carries and making the experience a lot more fun for a wider variety of players.
It's okay. You know, I made it more fun just by going around. You know, I just knew I wasn't going to get across.
Well, that's the key. If you can give people bailout zones and they bring their brain to the golf, what the heck?
Yeah.
You're an average bear, as they would say.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Now, you're also creating a GPS system so that you'll always know, or whoever is taking care or tending to the course, they'll always know where those lines are. It's not like you're going to have to rediscover it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a key component of what we're doing, because we're really reestablishing fairway lines and areas of play. So those are all being GPS. So the superintendent here, Derek Watts, he's just a sharp young man. We're really excited about him being on board. He can use those tools, throughout the maintenance of the golf course, the ongoing maintenance. And here's the key thing I'm probably the most excited about is that we're going into every green circle. And we're converting the greens over to a paspalum grass, which is a grass that is very, very tolerant of the wet and shady conditions here on this side of the island, huh?
Yeah.
And it really naturalizes well here. But while we're doing that, we're doing some neat things around the green surface to give people more out.
Okay, we're losing you. Are you moving?
Nope. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. We didn't quite get what you're doing around the greens.
Yeah, what we're doing around the greens is we're taking some areas that are currently bunkers, and we're introducing those into fairway grass so that the player can really start to use their imagination more around the greens. And the average players have more room for air, a little more fun, a little more flexibility on the type of shots they can use around the greens.
Yeah, I had fun because I didn't have any expectations, and I was just floored at how gorgeous it was. There was no claustrophobia when I went there. It was wide open. I'm so glad you're bringing that back. Lance and I talked about the Prince Course and how gorgeous it is. And really, just being along the ocean and continuing down, when you get away from the road and you get deep into it, it's an amazing experience. Truly is, and I'm so glad that, you know, Poipu is gorgeous.
And, yeah, it
and,
is. You bet.
And Mr. Jones has done some really magnificent work on Kauai, and I understand that he really likes it here.
Oh yeah, yeah. In fact, he's got a home in Hanalei, and it's really a joy because we're part of a team that's really kind of reinvesting in golf in Kauai, especially this side of the island with our recent work at Makai and then this work. So it's been a real joy, coming here and having the ability to touch up on some of these great golf courses that, you know, people travel the world to come see. And the contractor, the Heritage Links, has been just doing a great job. They worked on both Makai and Prince, and their team has just been super to work with. And Princeville ownership, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's a great place to come, and we want people to really enjoy themselves.
Thank you. Bruce, we're going to wrap up the show, and I want you to know that you can mention all golf courses on Kauai as a destination because it's the one island that really gets that people come to the island and they want to play more than one course. They want to play all courses, and they promote each other. It's a great family island. for golf.
You hit that on the head, and that's what we believe very strongly in what you just said.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank
Aloha.
You. Aloha.
Thank you for making this golf show possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., or two, it's not Junior, Danielle, Robert Trent Jones II, bordered by emerald green mountains and 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship. It is gorgeous. It is Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing or gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel counters, designed, fabricated, the whole works, Alakai Mechanical. And Star Protection for property threats, risk assessment, protection for your home, your business, for your concert, for your special events. Yep, get Star Protection on your team. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. And the full show, its entirety, will be at RadioGolfClub.com, also on Stitcher Radio and iTunes Podcast. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.